Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
Dear humans of the world, blank. Oh, it's such a good morning for some PSA moments, Wicket.
I gotta tell you, man, I am so glad I'm a dude sometimes. That might be my PSA. Be a guy. All right, because some of the stuff that you get, we've already talked about D-pics in the DMs and how no woman has ever actually asked for those in the history of social media or the planet Earth or text.
And the ones that do are questionably bots or real people.
Yes.
Or not the photo that their profile asserts.
Mm-hmm. So you have a PSA for people today, and feel free if you want to jump in real early on the phone lines with your PSA to the world. The only caveat we have is no politics.
Right.
That's it. No politics. 515-244-1033. It's up on Facebook. Just look for the little DM message that Heather received yesterday and then her response on the Laser Facebook page or Twitter at Laser1033. Go on, Heather.
Oftentimes.
I'll put my feet up.
I want to create a how-to social media for people that honestly might not know. A lot of our elders don't know how to social media, so that's one group that could benefit from it. A lot of excited men don't know how to make that first move on the DMs, and their desired effect, it's not going to happen with what they're leading with. When I get a DM from a stranger who I've never spoken to, ever, I want to 69 with you. In caps, so he's yelling, I want a 69 with you!
Who sends that? Who sends that? It's the first, like, would you walk up to a person? Let's say you were at a bar.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of social media is like being in a social setting.
Mm-hmm.
Would you walk up to a person
and yell,
I want to 69 you! Is that your lead? Like, usually, hi. Hi, my name's Wicket.
And it's the delivery, too. Because if you were at a bar, I mean, I'm trying to defend this person a little bit.
Why are you defending guy that sends you the creepy message?
If you're at a bar exchanging glances with someone, maybe you buy each other drinks and you don't speak and you spend hours doing that and then they whisper it into your ear. That might be okay.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
If you're on a different site other than Facebook Messenger, there are plenty of sites where you can lead with this.
Yeah, yeah. I want 269!
Right. So anyway,
What time did this come through, by the way?
It came through at 12:48 p.m., so around noon.
Perfect, yes.
I didn't see it. I get a lot of DMs. And that's not a flex, but I get a lot of DMs and I nap in the afternoon sometimes.
Double flex right there. I nap and I get DMs.
Well, I'm up all night and early in the morning.
Right.
So I'm on a different kind of schedule. So I see this and I'm like, you know, I'm slow to block people. I like the opportunity to edify the masses, educate a little bit. So I respond with this to him. Has sending a message like this on Facebook to a stranger ever yielded the results you desire? When someone leads with vulgarity, I wonder to myself, has this ever worked? Does this person think whoever receives a message like this is just waiting on Messenger, hoping someone they've never met will swoop into their DMs and make a wildly inappropriate statement? And what about my profile? Implies that it would be a welcome message. Must have worked for someone, sometime, or a person with an uber clean page who has asserted multiple times in text and photo form that they have a partner. So I'd be curious to meet that person. So many questions for them.
Did this person respond at all? Like we see,
no.
It's because the whole message is on Facebook of his, I want to 69 with you. And then your response, which you just read, it's on the Laser page if you want to read it. It's on the Laser Twitter, too. But there's been no other interaction between you. Do we have a name, or we're going to keep his name out of this?
No, see, that's the... A lot of people last night when I posted this on Facebook were like, blast him! Tell us his name! I'm not mad. I'm personally not offended. I'm wanting to use this as a teaching moment to further my PSA agenda, which is... Think about the person who is receiving the message before you send the message. If you want something from that person, think about the best way to get it. So, for example, Wicket, if you wanted to catch a fish, perhaps you would put bait on a hook and suspend it in water instead of standing at your lit grill and yelling into the sky, "Fish!" There's a more effective way to communicate.
What's your PSA today? Because we're looking for public service messages to send to the world. No politics. That's the rule. Yours would be?
Mine would be take a second, look at the person's page, figure out the best way to communicate with them. It's not offensive to people to say, "Sup, yo, what's going on?"
You hate that too, but in a different way.
But it's like, lead with some content. Like, say hello. Look at
this is content.
Look at someone's page.
269 with you.
But again, it implies to me that he hasn't been to my page. He doesn't see I'm happily in a relationship. There's nothing that suggests I would like that kind of. It's not like I am a sex worker. If perhaps that's what I did for a living.
Do you have a side hustle I don't know about?
I do not.
You're up all night. Are you? So you're telling, you can confirm, you're not a sex worker.
Correct.
All right. Okay. Just making sure. Correct. I'm asking questions around here.
Right. So my PSA would be, let's elevate the communication on social media.
Let's improve some online communication.
Think
here.
About the person receiving the message. And tailor your message to them. Maybe go to their page, see what they like, if you want to be friends with them.
Are you friends with this person, by the way, on Facebook?
We were. We are.
You still are.
Sent me a friend request, accepted. He liked, I don't know, a dozen pictures off the bat, which is also...
creepy.
A red flag.
Yeah.
So that's a thing, too. If you don't know... I was sitting here in with Wicket. This is not the same person, but... All of a sudden, I look at my phone. I have 81 notifications.
That's a lot.
What did I post that's going viral?
All right.
They were all from the same dude.
Oh, God.
And he just went through and liked 2 years worth of posts. And it's like that's one of those moments where it's like, thank you, but also too much.
515-244-1033. You want to jump in? What would be your public service message to the world? Heather's would be... improve online communication.
Please.
You can also hit us up, read it. It's over on the Laser Facebook page at Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, what's your name?
It's Gwen. Good morning.
Gwen, where are you calling from?
I am on my way to Ankeny.
Gwen, what would your PSA to the world be?
It's not politics per se, but it's about the concept of politics.
Okay.
Most people don't understand that politics is applied ethic, and there's no one ethic out there. Ethics is just the school of what other people think they should do, what humans as a whole should do. And so some people think that everything is just something that they could write off, or they could, you know, push to the side, and I get work can be, you know, family. That can be a long struggle, but applied ethics is... around everyone, and people try to segregate politics into their own little thing, and it's in everything, and so is every other political or religious or spiritual or economic or other belief. Everything has its tendrils up into everything.
I like this because it forwards another agenda that I have, which is we have lost, it's along the same lines, we have lost the ability to communicate appropriately with words. So, for example, one of our Facebook friends was laughing about, William, you call that vulgarity, laugh, laugh, laugh.
Laugh and it's emoji.
Like, well, if you look up the definition of vulgarity, It's lack of sophistication. So it's like, yes, it lacks a sophisticated quality. Much like you're saying, Gwen, know what politics is. Know what ethics are before you start tossing them around.
I also have something about what you said earlier regarding, you know, you wouldn't say this to, you know, anyone in real life. That's a phenomenon known as disinhibition that people experience online, where they are less inhibited to do things.
You know, can I tell you, Gwen, I like you a lot because you're smart.
Oh, I think you thought just because you remember my name and you guys can be like, Gwen!
We try to remember everybody's voice and name. You have a voice face for us.
Aww.
Yes, thank you for calling, Gwen. I got a DM from Bradley. Put your shopping carts back! It's not that hard! To the question of what would your PSA to the world be?
I would say stop flicking your cigarette butts out the window. For people that smoke in their cars, stop flicking them out the window. It's disgusting, all right? Put them in an ashtray, put them in a can, wipe it on the bottom of your shoe, wipe it on the ground, put it in your pocket, throw it out later. Callan writes on the Laser Facebook page, stop putting cheddar cheese on apple pie. It's weird. It's what serial killers are made of.
That's fighting words. A lot of people like that.
A lot of Iowans like cheese on the apple pie. I tried it once. It was fine. It's a sweet, salty thing. Brent says the on-ramp, this is his PSA, the on-ramp onto the interstate is for you to get up to speed to merge with traffic. If you can't do that, look to your right and you'll see a yield sign. That's also for you in the event that your vehicle can't accomplish the previous task. Preach, man. There are a lot of these PSAs that are going to hit home with me because Iowa drivers, for whatever reason, just get on ramps at 35 and at the very last second are like, oh, speed limit here is 60. And you're going to get somebody killed. 515-244-1033. What is your PSA to the world? It's on Facebook and Twitter. You can read the conversation
that started it all last night from my DMs. 515-244-1033. Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. If you've been to our Facebook page, you know why we're talking about your PSAs to the world, Dear Humans edition. Wicket.
Heather received a DM from a listener. We're not going to tell you the name. Maybe they listen, maybe they don't. I don't know. All it said is, in all caps, I want to 69 with you. And then Heather sent back a very well thought out response of, really?
This is the first message you're going to send to someone who's a stranger?
So Heather's PSA to the world is improve online communications, please. What's yours? 515-244-1033. Laser, good morning. Who's this?
Carla from Des Moines.
Carla, what is your PSA to the world?
Well, I just wanted to say, Heather, I have had the same situations where guys will hit me up like on Tinder or something like that and be like, hey, want to F? And you know, whatever, and I'll be like, no. But I'll never forget this one guy, and I didn't respond to his message, and then he came back, he's like, oh, you must be an F and O or whatever, because you can't even message me back, and started cursing and everything. So I was like, okay, and I said, so why would you start talking to me like that? What makes you think you could talk to me like that? So we ended up having this really big conversation. He's like, well, because my ex-wife did this and that and blah, blah, blah. And at the end, he's like, so you want to go out sometime? And I'm like, no, because if you're going to talk to me like that in the beginning, there's no way I want to go out with you.
Yeah, this is not the beginning of a Hallmark movie.
No. And then he cursed me out again. You don't even know me.
Right.
Like, yeah, I definitely want to date you.
You seem great.
Mm-hmm. Similarly, Angie on Facebook said, yeah, I equate this with a D-pic. It's just somebody like trying to get your attention. And honestly, Carla, I was expecting him to come back with something similar to your experience, like women talk too much. Stop talking. I just want to bang. Like, you know, and it's like they respond with anger a lot of times when you just try to talk to them. Even on a dating profile, like, because this is Facebook Messenger, but even on a dating profile, unless you have some sort of a photo that says, I want to F, you probably don't want to F. Like, you're probably there to say hello, maybe meet, like, have a short conversation at least.
Right. Well, I went so far as to put on my profile, do not send me a I do not want them.
Yeah.
No woman has ever requested it.
I did put that on my dating profiles because they send them without asking.
Right.
And I'm
See.
Like, I gotta have a coffee book table
yes.
full of them.
Yes.
Because I'm like, I don't want them. Please don't send them.
And that's not uncommon. I mean, I think if you just asked the average chick out there, and some dudes, we all have gotten dozens, if not hundreds, of unsolicited D pics.
Yes, my friends and I, well, my guy friends always laugh at me. They're like, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. And I'm like, I don't know either.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, I think it worked for one guy one time, and now everyone does it.
Friends are like, hey, yeah. I got this to do this for me now. Send it to your, all your friends, all your buddies.
I just sit back. I honestly, I sit here and I think, God, we are the dumber sex.
Yeah.
We are the dumb. We are easily the dumber sex, and I just know it's true.
Carla, thank you so much for calling. You have an awesome day.
You're welcome. I love you guys.
You too.
Hey, Laser, who's this?
This is Keith.
Keith, where are you calling from?
Driving into Des Moines.
Keith, what's your PSA to the world?
I wish Iowa drivers would learn what a yield sign means.
I am worried that this is going to turn into people just bitching about Iowa drivers.
Well, well, no, what it is they come on the on-ramp, and they have a yield to the traffic that's already on the bloody road.
Yep.
I do not have to move over.
What are you
that's
driving?
Courtesy. You are coming onto the on-ramp. You yield to the traffic that's already on there. If you have to stop, I guess you have to stop. That's what a yield sign actually means.
People just blow right by that, man. They don't care.
Oh, yeah,
they'd be going 35 miles an hour when they hit that yield sign.
Well, no, they just assume that you're going to move over. Whether you got a 18-wheeler next to you or not, they just going to come over. And then they have the audacity to get mad that you could not move over, and they flip you off and all this other stuff. It's like, now you know why there's road rage and people get shot.
Well, one of my PSAs would be don't shoot anyone over
right.
something like a yield sign. That would be another
no,
one.
I agree with that, but, you know, it's just kind of like.
Hey, man, thank you for the phone call.
Thank you. Yep.
Later. Laser, thanks for holding. Who's this?
Disc Golf James.
Disc Golf James, where are you at, bud?
I am in Des Moines getting ready to head toward Cedar Rapids.
What's your PSA to the world, James?
Stop texting and driving, people.
God. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Texting, tweeting, Facebooking, emailing, all of it. All of it.
I drive for a living, and you would not believe how many people I see on their phones constantly. It scares me.
Yeah. It's so dumb. It's so dangerous. Everything can wait.
It can.
It's a good PSA to the world.
And you know what? If you have to communicate with that person, call them. I'd rather have at least one hand on the wheel and you looking forward, not if your car is Bluetooth, cool. You can have two hands or at least you're not looking down here, whatever. But call them. I know we all hate talking on the phone, but do it.
I'm surprised, because I'm sure the technology exists. I'm surprised there aren't jammers in cars that don't allow you to send and receive texts. Maybe a robot reads them to you as you're driving, because you're not going to inhibit someone from getting a text. What if there's an emergency? But if you get a text, it just reads it to you instead of you being able to receive it on the screen.
My minivan does that.
Well, look at that.
My minivan
it's gotta
will read it.
Got to do something because it sucks in every other way. Zach, hanging on. What's your PSA?
Is if you are stupid enough to drink at work, and in the event you get fired, make sure your supervisor is not there when you empty your locker.
That seems...
It's a very niche PSA, it's very specific PSA.
I mean, you could take several pieces of it individually, like don't get drunk at work, don't get fired,
yeah.
don't let your supervisor even see what's in your locker in the first place.
A lot of pieces to this puzzle.
Yeah,
there were quite a few moments with it.
Yeah,
Zach, thanks for the PSA, bro.
Yeah, have a good one.
Later. Laser, good morning. Who's this?
It's Mark.
Mark, where you at?
I'm in Des Moines.
Mark, what's your PSA to the world?
Somebody on the interstate is passing somebody that's going too slow, and they're doing about the same speed. Finally, after about 20 minutes, when they finally get over, they speed up. I'm like, why don't you speed up when you pass them, then get over, not keep pace with them? I don't understand it. It blows my mind.
We could do an entire day of just traffic PSAs.
Right.
Absolutely we could.
Certainly.
I mean, why don't you wait for me to go past you until you pull out and turn in front of me when there's no one behind me? Mm-hmm. Look past one car. Take 1 second. I hate all of that. But, yeah. Mark, appreciate it, man. As always, it's good to get those traffic PSAs up.
It is. All right. Love you guys.
Love you. If I was to have a driving PSA, it would be to pedestrians. I know you have the right of way. Don't just walk across the road like you have a death wish. I will be very happy not to hit you, but look both ways, please.
Mm-hmm. I almost watched a girl get run over in the Costco parking lot by a shopping cart because she was just on her phone, not looking. Yeah. And then when she stopped because she realized the shopping cart was going to hit her, she almost got hit by a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man.
Dear humans of the world, what would your PSA be? Facebook, Wicket.
Kelly writes, the left lane is for passing. The slow lane is over there.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie writes, you do not have to be a product of your... I'm sorry. You do not have to become a product of your environment. You always have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Josh writes, don't mess with Heather. She will end you.
But gently and kindly, of course.
AJ writes, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
Mm.
I think that's probably... You can't be dumb and weak. You can be smart and weak or whatever. But if you're going to be dumb... You got to be tough. That's a good one there, AJ.
Or rich. It's like the triangle. Rich, dumb, you can be smart. Yeah.
Cab driver Susan says, if you call for a cab and decide you don't want it, please call and cancel it so we're not out here wasting our gas and our time. It's a good PSA. I mean, it's, again, that's coming from a cab driver's perspective, but we will take it on the Laser Facebook page. You can also dial us up, 515-244-1033 with your PSA to the world and... your social media messages, your social media PSAs at Laser 1033.
515-244-1033. Good morning.
Who's this?
This would be Tanner, Mr. Wicket.
Tanner, where are you at?
We're in Des Moines today.
Tanner, what's your PSA to the world?
So I got a twofer. The first one for traffic. Turn your headlights on when it's raining.
Yes.
Or cloudy. Just cloudy. Yeah. Just start with cloudy.
When you drive a bigger vehicle like I do for work,
mm-hmm.
and we have our big oversized mirrors that get raindrops on the side, we can't see you.
I agree.
The second one is more of a generalized realization. The grass is not always greener on the other side. It's greener where you water it.
I mean, I've had to water my grass seed. Oh, you mean in real life. Got it. Okay, my bad. Okay.
All the grass is green right now because of all this damn rain and sun.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what's funny, too? We're complaining about the rain and the sun and having to mow the grass. What, a month ago, we were complaining about how cold it was.
It was a blizzard on Easter. I took a video, and I'm like, it was game one of the NBA playoffs for my Bucks, and I'm like, why is it snowing right now on Easter Sunday?
So we're also never happy with the weather, either.
No.
The weather is not always greener on the other side.
I won't lie, I watched Doomsday movies on Easter because it was snowing, and I'm like, I think the day after tomorrow where the earth freezes over seems like a good movie to watch.
Yeah. Seems like a good way to go out, too, right? Just step outside and freeze and just let's get this over with.
But also, if it was 92 on Easter like it's been now, we wouldn't have liked that either.
That's fair.
Thanks for calling, Tanner. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Later. Laser, good morning. Who's this?
This is DJ from Des Moines.
DJ, what's your PSA to the world?
If you're at the gas station and you're just getting gas, don't block the diesel pump. Can't tell you how many times I go to get diesel. There's a bunch of gas pumps open and there's somebody parked at the blocking the diesel pump.
And also, don't just take up a pump if you're not getting gas. If you're just going in to get a soda and a slice of pizza, go park in one of the spots. Or even if those are all taken up, park in one of the far spots.
Exactly.
Gas pump problems.
Kind of along the same lines as my first thing about communication.
Yeah.
If you're at the gas station and I'm walking in and you yell something at me and I respond, have something else to say afterwards. Don't just be like, hey, sexy lady. And then me be like, hey, what's up? And then you just be shocked that you got a response. Like, what can I do for you, sir?
Right. I get that all the time. Me too. I'm walking from the minivan and I get, hey, sexy guy. And I'm like, what? Same problems, man. Heather, you and I have the same problems.
Let's stop playing Candyland and play chess for a second. Have something to say next.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
Later.
What says Facebook, Wicket, for our PSAs to the world?
Red lights are not just a suggestion from Randall.
Yeah.
And Mitch writes, don't take life too seriously. You won't make it out alive.
I like the hot dog bun one.
That looked really long to read. What was this one
it
now?
It was the appropriate use of Samantha posted the correct design for a hot dog roll. The Midwest needs to know this. Your hot dogs don't flip side to side and all the toppings go all over the plates.
All right. Okay.
So it's the New England style hot dog bun. Thank you, Samantha, for revolutionizing our eating style.
I also saw the other day a meme of a bunch of corn dogs on a plate, cut open, and then chili dripped inside. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it just made my stream of consciousness go, and then cheese on top.
Yes.
Oh, chili cheese corn dog.
I like it. We see you on the phones. We will be right with you, gathering your calls on your PSAs to the world. If you could say one thing to our friends and neighbors in the world, what would your PSA be?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
This topic was precipitated by a message from one of our friends in Osceola, Wicket.
A reading from the book of Heather's DMs.
In all caps, so yelling.
And we don't know this person's name. We're keeping that off the conversation.
It's not about this person. It's what this person represents. It's the type of DM that you get sometimes.
What did he say?
All caps, so yelling. I want a 69 with you! This is the first message from a new Facebook friend.
I want to 69 with you.
Right.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
That is all it says.
So this message came in around noon yesterday.
Shoot your shot, bro.
Napping. I don't look at my DMs while I'm napping. When I see it, I compose this message in response. Has sending a message like this on Facebook to a stranger ever yielded the results you desire? When someone leads with vulgarity, I wonder to myself, has this ever worked? Does this person think whoever receives a message like this is just waiting on Messenger, hoping someone they've never met will swoop into their DMs and make a wildly inappropriate statement? And what about my profile? Implies it would be a welcome message. Must have worked for someone sometime on a person with an uber clean page who has asserted multiple times in text and photo form that they have a partner. I'd be curious to meet that person. So many questions for them.
I just can't believe that's the opening line. Like, picture yourself at a bar and it's like, he walks up to you, taps you on the shoulder.
I went at 69 with you!
So it inspired a conversation about a PSA you would put out to the world. Not, I want to 69 with you.
Right.
But something along the lines of, we need to improve our online communication skills.
Exactly. I posted on my own Facebook last night. I said, while others work on the real problems facing society, I'm wondering if it's possible to improve the quality of the world's DMs for future generations, one inappropriate message at a time. So I'm not mad about the message. I'm not offended by the message. I'm just curious if the former protocol of blocking or ignoring is not doing the job. Let's educate people a little bit. Like, hey, man, this is not going to do what you want it to do.
It's like sending the D-pic. The unsolicited D-pic is never going to get you what you want. You're not putting that in her. So stop with this. It's ridiculous.
Unsolicited is the key word here.
Yes. So, go ahead.
What PSA would you give the world? 515-244-1033 or on Facebook at Laser1033.
Laser, good morning. Who's this?
It's Comrade Mike.
Mike!
Hey, what's going on?
Where are you calling from?
West Des Moines.
What's your PSA to the world, Comrade Mike?
If you're going to jaywalk, don't get mad at traffic as it's going by you.
It's true. If you're going to walk in front of traffic, don't be mad when traffic hits you.
Yeah, maybe put a little pep in your step, too. Act like there's a
little urgency, please.
Yeah, for real.
Mike, those are good, man. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Later.
Have a good one.
Chucky hanging on.
What's your PSA to the world, brother?
The number one thing, no wonder I got fired so many times, but it's hard to listen when you got your head up your ass.
very true. We say that about Laser too. It's hard to listen when you've got your head up your ass.
Yeah, the app does not work internally.
No, it's not colon friendly.
You guys have a good day.
You too, Chucky.
Bye.
Robert hanging on. What's your PSA?
In the world of retail, if you have found something close to what you're looking for right now, you have found what you're looking for.
Yeah. I think that's probably pretty true these days, yeah.
If you still haven't found what you're looking for, try Etsy.
Right?
Yeah. Robert, right. Thank you for the call.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Laser, good morning. What's your name?
Annie.
Annie, where are you at, Annie?
I'm in Pella.
Annie, what's your PSA to the world?
Stupid hurts. So if you're going to do it smart.
Cool. That's kind of like somebody said, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. Do you speak from experience?
Yes.
Dealing with stupid people too, Wicket.
I know.
Well, I was the stupid people.
Oh.
My broken bones would say yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Annie.
Thanks, Annie.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Laser, good morning. Who's this?
Patrick.
Patrick, where are you?
I am on 35 going to Cedar Rapids.
Big drive for you today.
Mm-hmm.
What is your PSA to the world?
If you date the babysitter, make sure you have a backup babysitter.
Very niche PSA to the world. I don't know too many people who are dating their babysitter, but I know you attempted it, and you called us with that story, but she's out, huh?
She's out.
Are you going to date the new babysitter?
No, I've learned my lesson.
You know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but this man learned. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man.
What would your PSA be to the world? What says Facebook look at?
I mean, besides don't date the babysitter? I like Aaron's, and it's one I kind of I live by. It costs $0 to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, it's be humble, be kind. Mm-hmm. That's kind of it. Chrissy writes, PSA to men. Okay, Chrissy, we'll see where this goes. Women do not like being hit on while they are at work. I work in retail. I come to my work to make money for my family, not to get hit on by some weirdo. So, like, by coworkers or customers or all of the above. And then Charlotte, one of our favorites, she writes, don't complain about things you aren't willing to change. 515-244-1033. What would be your PSA to the world? Heather wants us to improve online communications.
Yes,
what's
please.
Yours? 515-244-1033 or Facebook and Twitter at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Laser, good morning. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, where are you calling from?
I'm on the road in Des Moines.
What's your PSA to the world?
Think outside the party.
Not just outside the box. Think outside the party. What does that mean?
Well, if you're a Republican, don't be a strict Republican. If you're a Democrat, you know, don't be a strict Democrat. Don't watch just MSNBC. Don't watch just Fox. Get other points of view. Be a better world if we could all get along.
There's a lot more purple than just red and blue.
Right on.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Laser, good morning. Who's this?
Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, what's your PSA to the world?
For parents, take the picture.
Wicket supports that.
I have a lot of photos.
To at Mike Wicket 2 T's.
Even when your wife or, you know, your husband, the parent doesn't look the greatest. There's a lot of pictures out there of, like, dads with their kids, but not a lot with moms and their kids.
Oh, I snap away. I don't let Lee tell me no.
Always take the picture, especially when she's not paying attention. It's the memories.
I agree completely. I'm not one to keep hair or teeth. But I will have 1,000 photos of Britain at the age of 3 to look back on when I'm ready to cry when she moves out.
We just did it the other day. My husband took a video of me dancing with my 2-year-old.
That's great.
That's adorable.
Take the picture.
Thanks,
That's
Mackenzie.
A good one.
That's great.
Yep.
Your PSAs for the world precipitated by a message in my DMs from a gentleman in Osceola last night.
I want 269 with you.
That's what he said in all caps.
Let's communicate a little bit better.
I do like Osceola jumping in.
Osceola's pretty mad because you see, like, you know, we crossed out the name, but
yeah.
Where the message came from is Osceola,
yeah.
Iowa.
Lots of questions from Osceola, like Levi, stay classy, I see you, Osceola. And Sarah, of course that came from Osceola. I like Osceola. I don't think that this gentleman in Osceola represents you.
There's like 9 people in Osceola. I'm sure all of these people, all the Osceolans know each other, right? Like they all hang out at the same pub and perhaps they all share the same DMs. Over on the Laser Facebook page, a few more. Harold writes, do better at helping your neighbors and community. You can't improve the world living without starting at home. I agree with that. And I have, you know me, I became friends with all of my neighbors because to me, that's part of the reason we moved to where we moved. Trisha writes, put your grocery cart in the corral or inside the store.
Mm-hmm.
Can't disagree with that. And then Shay writes, read the bleeping instructions before you ask a question.
Yes.
Usually, that's right. That's usually right. 515-244-1033. What's your PSA to the world? Also, coming up pretty soon.
Yeah. PSA to you, if you're not signed up for TNA,
yes,
you might know when contests are happening. Just a little FYI.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, good morning. What's your name?
It's Lee the Pizza Guy.
What's up, Ames?
I don't know. Well, I figure I'd just chime in for your PSA day.
Yeah.
What is your PSA to the world?
Don't let your emotions run your life. I work with a guy who just lets his rage run everything that he does. And it's just constantly ruining his life. And it's just like, be willing to take a step back and just examine the situation with a clear head.
Listen to this, Wicket, with all your tears, your rivers and streams of your eyes are just wet constantly.
I know.
And, you know, just that taking that 5 seconds, let your head clear and actually look up something objectively, and you'd be surprised how manageable most situations can be.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let yourself turn into a giant Karen because you decided that you need to have a flip out right this second. And if you can't get under control, maybe go talk to somebody, be it a therapist, your bartender, whatever, because life can be rough, but it's not worth blowing up at people or, you know, any situation over. It's just not.
Lee, that's great advice, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm just a grumpy old dude, living my best life.
Later, buddy.
You know, you make fun of me, Wicket, because I've never had a fight in a relationship. It's because I run every emotion I have, whether I'm upset or sad or angry, through the filter of, am I going to still be emotional about this next week? Am I going to remember this as the worst moment next year? So I take a few days to see if it's still going to bother me. Most of the time it doesn't. But when it does, that's when I have the conversation with someone.
Wait, so you handle it like a calm, sane human being?
Uh-huh.
Weird. Yeah. Weird. You're supposed to blow up and throw things and punch things. It's a different way to go about it, I guess.
I'm calm and sane. And I don't want a 69 with anyone from Facebook.
Laser, good morning. What's your name?
Carrie.
Carrie, where are you calling from?
I am on the road between Knoxville and Pella.
What's your PSA to the world?
Never lie to your doctor, your pastor, or your social worker.
People who are there to help you. Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's so true. Like, my stubborn father won't tell the doc, like, what's wrong? Would you tell your doctor about this? Oh, no, he didn't bring it up. Your job is to bring up stuff to your doctor. Well, what did you say when he asked you about this? Oh, I told him this. Why'd you lie to your doctor about that? Oh, it's not that big a deal. Yeah, it is. Your doctor is there.
I fall into that last category of social worker. And we know many times when you're lying to us. And we can't help you unless you tell us the truth.
What is something that people commonly lie about to you?
A lot of times it's how bad things really are.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, sometimes it's financial. Sometimes people are just embarrassed to ask for help.
Uh-huh.
And so they're into the office, and it's like they're there for reason, and you know that it's a valid reason, but you can't quite get to the bottom. You can't quite get all the information that you really need to try to help someone. So it's like easier that way.
Well, thank you so much for everything you do for our community.
Yeah, and thank you.
Thanks for the call. Call us back whenever you want. We like you.
All right, thanks.
You're in.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Laser, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. Who's this?
Hey, this is Bob from Sheridan.
Bob!
Bob, what's your PSA to the world besides everybody buy 3M?
That is definitely one of them. But the other one is, if you want to soar with the eagles, you can't run around with a bunch of turkeys.
So true.
You want to get where you want to be, you can't run around with those bozos making terrible decisions.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think we've all had to ditch that group of friends or whatever that were, you know, they're my friends. It's the old gang, but the old gang's bringing you down. I think we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know you can find a happy medium. You can find those people you can hang out with a little bit on the weekend, maybe have a few drinks or whatever. But when they start doing all the other complete nonsense, you got to kind of break away from that.
Well, yes, especially because as you get older and you co-opt other people's families, you have to deal with relatives who are nonsense, like people you can't get rid of. So get rid of the people you can while you can.
Well, this explains why some of my best friends stopped talking to me.
start coming clear now, doesn't it?
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. Sorry for ruining your afternoon.
start texting Josh and Eric and see why they haven't texted me in a month.
You just made my afternoon. So.
Later, Bob.
You guys have a good one.
Thanks for holding. What's your name?
Amy.
Amy, where are you calling from?
Des Moines.
Amy, what is your PSA to the world?
Don't post your business on Facebook if you don't want someone to comment with their opinion.
Yes.
See, I love that because I used to be a Facebook fighter politically. I don't do it anymore. I'm out of that
reformed.
Game.
Reformed.
I'm a reformed. It's better for my mental health not to be doing that. But, you know, you see people scroll and you're like, really? That's what you're putting out there? The picture of that or this person's quote or whatever? It's just like, you have to realize that social media is just that, social. You're inviting right. people to your party if you put something out there. That's why 90% of the stuff I put is my kids or my wife or a movie review.
Or if you post something that's going to cause people to be concerned, but you don't give any information, it makes people crazy. Like, I'm having the worst night of my life, but I don't want to talk about it, so don't ask.
Don't ask. Right. Pray for me.
Oh!
It's so annoying.
It really is.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you. Bye.
Heather.
Iowa woodpeckers.
Wicket.
In New Zealand, you can't name your kid anal.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.